This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap Podcast, podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series that's about to start. With me, as always, Shelley Verstrate. Shelley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Once I got the audio stuff all worked out, had some technical difficulties. There were maybe some bad words said, but I'm here and I'm ready to talk about this series.
They may have been said, but they were not recorded, so it never happens.
Exactly.
All right. Four games set with Tampa. Let's dive in. Game one. Nick Pivetta versus Luis Patino. Red Sox took the loss 6-1. Nick Pivetta didn't fare all that well against the Rays. He walked 5, struck out 6, gave up 6 hits, and 4 of those came around a score in his 5 innings of work. So this was not a great start for Pivetta. 5 walks, not great.
Yeah, I mean, usually, like, the last couple starts, he's, given up a lot of runs, but we haven't seen the walks show up. And these 5 walks have just been really concerning, and I'm just like, just with everything that's going on, it's like, Pivetta, come on. You're walking 5 now, so now that's something else we have to worry about. I don't know. I'm just, ugh.
Yeah, started off the season having walk issues, and figured it out in the middle of the season, even in the stretches where he was struggling, he wasn't walking all that many, which was something to look forward to. Definitely something to keep an eye on going forward because he's had his walk issues in the past, which don't help when you're trying to win wildcard games. Hansel Robles followed with an inning, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. And then Espinal closed it, pitching the last 2 innings, giving up 2 more runs and a walk on no strikeouts. On the hitting side, the offense was obviously rather quiet, was scoring 1 run. Verdugo had a multi-hit game. Dahlbeck had a home run off Patino in the second inning, and that was it. Game 2, Brad Peacock, recently traded for Brad Peacock, getting a start versus Ryan Yarbrough, known as the COVID game, as Xander Bogaerts left in the second inning after a positive test came back. And then the Red Sox leading to some weird roster moves here over the last couple days. But Brad Peacock himself went 2 1/3, gave up 5 earned runs, 2 walks, no strikeouts. Shelley, Peacock has been pretty bad the past couple seasons. In 2020, he had an ERA over 7 in about 40 innings. This year at AAA, also had an ERA over 7. Were you expecting anything out of Peacock at all?
I was not expecting anything, and that's basically what we got. Like, I just remember I was at work and the trade went through, and it, came through my phone, and I'm like, wait, what? Who? Why? Is this, like, 3 years ago we traded for Brad Peacock? I don't understand. He wasn't, like you said, he wasn't pitching well in AAA. He didn't pitch well last year. I think I kind of understand why they made the trade, because I think that they knew that this COVID outbreak was going to, like, really affect the bullpen. But yeah, his performance, exactly what I expected, just kind of, ugh.
Yep. I had the same reaction on all fronts. they needed a starter. I was surprised they didn't go with Martin Perez there for the spot start, but
He's on the COVID list too.
That was why. I forgot about that. He was one of the first ones too.
Yeah.
Bummer. Gonsalves followed, went 2 2/3 innings, giving up 2 more runs, struck out 3 though, only walked 1, and then Phillips Valdez the last 3 innings, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. For the bats. Even losing Xander, they still managed to get 10 hits off Rays pitching. However, they went 4 for 12 with 9 men left on base. Same old story. Dropped the game 8-5. Any other thoughts there?
Not really. I mean, it was like a really crazy game, Just the roster just extremely thin. Xander leaving. It just wasn't great. And I just remember after we dropped that second game, I'm like, we're having all of these issues going up against the Rays, and this is the games that we need to win, and we've dropped two so far. Not great, Bob.
And not only that, they had two more errors and a couple more base running mistakes in this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've talked about them a little bit, but something that we kind of haven't circled back to is they had these issues like the first 2 weeks of the season or so, and we just kind of wrote it off as like, at the beginning of the year, they'll figure it out. Unfortunately, they haven't figured it out. It's kind of been like a season-long thing here.
Yeah.
Does that give you confidence down the stretch that when they need runs or their just decision-making in general can, you know, claw them back into a game?
Not really. I mean, when it was at the beginning of the year, you know, we all said, yeah, Cora's going to, you know, whip them back into shape, you know, and they kind of did. But it's kind of been a thing for a while, and quote unquote, Cora hasn't whipped them back into shape, you know? So yeah, I don't have any faith that, it's going to get better, and it's going to get better at if we make the playoffs, stuff like that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
On to game three. Chris Sale versus Drew Rasmussen. Red Sox get the win 3-2. Great start from Sale. He didn't look as sharp as he had in his previous outings, but was effective enough to do the job here. Was looking really good through five innings. A little bit of trouble in the sixth. Was able to close it out, though. Only three strikeouts, two walks, six hits, two earned runs, a 2.53 ERA for Sale in his first three starts here. What did you think of Sale's first start against a little bit more difficult competition?
Yeah, I was a little like underwhelmed because, I mean, when Chris Sale goes out there, I expect him to at least get as many strikeouts as innings pitched, really. Or really even more, you know? And he just, like, you know, just like you said, he didn't look as sharp. But, I mean, his velocity was up just a little bit more. You know, spin rates were fine. It just was one of those games. I mean, again, like, Tampa has, you know, can have a really good offense at times. And I just think it just really wasn't his night. But he still made it work. And that's what makes Sale so great.
Sure does. Whitlock followed, going two innings, giving up two hits, one strikeout, and then Adam Ottavino got his 11th save, third in a row, confirming that he is the closer of your Boston Red Sox right now. How do you feel about Ottavino in that role?
I don't feel great, but I will say in this particular start, he didn't walk any batters, which is huge for him because the last, month and a half, he's really just had issues with just control. I mean, Core and him have said that he's just like in a rough patch. So seeing him come out for this save, not give up any walk, strike a couple batters out, that made me feel a little bit better about him being the closer for the next little bit.
Agreed. He's had really good stretches this year, but he just hasn't been able to actually be consistent with it and do it for an extended period of time. Yeah. So I think as long as he's hot, you got to roll with him and then hope that someone else can kind of step in. Maybe Barnes straightens himself out by the time you need to go with somebody else and he can step back into that role. Christian Vasquez had himself quite an interesting night. He was thrown out by about 30 feet at one point, but then made up for it. Not his decision. He was waived. Just a terrible send. And then he made up for it, going 3-for-4, hit a home run in the seventh. And then Verdugo and Devers also had multi-hit games, and it was our boy Jaron Duran with the game-winning single in the top of the ninth to bring home Rafael Devers for the game winner. What did you think of the bats in this game? They weren't able to get much. Rasmussen has kind of had their number the last two times he's pitched, but are you expecting more from the bats than what they had here in this series?
I am. Again, like, we're having those issues where we can sometimes like string hits together. Like the last prior to this game, we had like 10 hits and then I think 8 hits, and that's plenty of hits to get some runs, but we just can't quite get them like just, we can't string them together. So just knowing that at least we strung enough together to, you know, win the sale game makes me feel okay. But I just really missed that offense from about 2-3 months ago.
Yeah, I'm with you. 3 runs on 9 hits in this game, stranded 10. Thankfully, they didn't get the win, but they really got to figure out how to push runners across in scoring position.
Yep.
Game 4 tonight, looking for a split, and Eduardo Rodriguez had probably his best start of the year. Went 6, 4 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, ran into a bit of trouble there in the 7th, trying to get through the 7th, but Garrett Richards was able to bail him out of it, pitched the last 3 innings, pick up his 2nd save of the year. We'll talk about both of those, but first let's start with Rodriguez. Was this the best he's looked all year?
Yes, especially on going up against the Rays. And I mean, we really, really needed this game because we couldn't drop 3 out of 4 against the Rays because that would just put us in an even bigger hole than we already are. So we needed this game, and he totally stepped up and looked great. I was really, really happy with what he did tonight.
Yeah, he looked tremendous. And they really needed that to get some momentum. Having him pitching at this level along with Chris Sale back in the rotation completely changes the dynamic of what this rotation has been over the past couple months. And if they are going to solidify a spot in the playoffs, this is exactly the Erod they're going to need. Then Garrett Richards. Garrett Richards has just become an absolute animal since moving to the bullpen. His 2nd 3-inning save of the year. Finishing off the game, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk, 1 hit. How impressed have you been with Garrett Richards kind of, you know, accepting this, not necessarily demotion, but being bumped to the bullpen and then being able to succeed here?
I've been just absolutely impressed. I didn't expect this at all. Because I remember when, you know, they lost the sticky stuff back in June and his comments at that point, and he was like, yeah, I've never really pitched with this. Just like his body language, just everything. I didn't think that he was going to take the quote unquote like demotion well. But dude has been killing it, just like you said. I mean, just these long outings, 2-3-inning stints. Even if he goes an inning, sometimes he strikes out 2-3 batters. I've been very, very impressed with Richards from the pen, and I didn't think that I was going to be saying this.
Same. I wasn't expecting much because after the sticky stuff banned, and like you said, his comments, in his next couple starts, he was blown up right away. 1st inning, 2nd inning.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel like, even with the move to the bullpen, that he really could be trusted to get through an inning. But he's completely reinvented himself, and he's been a completely different guy over those last 12 innings. I think he's got 15 strikeouts and 2 walks in the 12 and a third innings that he's pitched. Pretty darn impressive.
Yeah.
For the bats, lots of hits. Hunter Renfroe had 2. Schwarber had 2. J.D. Martinez had 2. Bobby Dalbec had 2, along with 2 RBIs. Martinez and Renfroe also had RBIs, knocking home all 4 runs for the Red Sox. They got to Shane McClanahan for all 4 runs, who actually pitched pretty well. Had 8 strikeouts, only 2 walks in 5 innings, but the Red Sox were able to get to him when it counted and get those runs across and earn themselves a split of this 4-game series versus Tampa, winning game 4-0. All right. MVP of the series. Who you got?
Yeah, prior to this game, I went with Vasquez. I was just going off the first 3 games and just knowing what he did in that 3rd game. But I don't know. I'm gonna change my thing on the pre-pro and go with Erod. Just how he just totally just dominated this last game and, you know, propelled us to a split against the Rays.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Schwarber. He had a really good series. He got on base a ton this series. Driving in runs, getting walks, getting hits. He has been a nice fit here.
Yes.
All right. That was going to do it for this series, we're going to take a quick break and then come back and preview series against Cleveland.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Your up-to-the-date standings, Major League Baseball. In the American League East, Tampa Bay leads New York by 6.5, leads Boston by 8, Toronto by 13, and Baltimore by 42. Wildcard standings, yeah. The Yankees are a game and a half up on Boston, who holds the second spot, 2 games up on Oakland, 4 games up on Seattle, 5 up on Toronto. 3 games set here with Cleveland, who is a very distant second in the AL Central and not really in the wild card either. Pitching matchups. A little bit of a replay here. Evaldi versus Quantrill Game 1, Houck versus Eli Morgan Game 2, Nick Pivetta versus Plesac Game 3. Those first two are rematches of last weekend's. What are you expecting from these pitching matchups here? And from the Red Sox pitchers in particular?
From the pitchers, I expect like really good things. I mean, we're going to be pitching in Fenway, which, you know, might be a little bit more hitterish than where Cleveland plays. But I just really trust the first two guys, especially against Cleveland. I don't know if I can say that I ever really trust Pivetta, but he's going up against Plesac, who has had his struggles as well. And I don't think that we saw Plesac in the last series. I feel okay about the pitching matchups, especially going up against Cleveland.
Agreed. I mean, we just saw the Cleveland offense really kind of struggle, with the exception of Game 3, where they were able to come back. A couple of dumb mistakes, runner interference on the Red Sox side, and then you lose Game 3. So we kind of know what the offense can do, and it's not much. If Pivetta, you know, can have a nice, solid game here, then I think we're looking at a really good outcome and kind of much-needed timing before another series against Tampa and then the White Sox and Seattle. A lot more difficult matchups ahead, so they need to win the games that they need to win, and these line up pretty well. Anything I missed there about Cleveland's offense, or anything you want to add?
Not really. I do think that we can take 2 out of 3 against Cleveland again.
You know, you said 2 out of 3 last time, and you were spot on. I was optimistic, went for a sweep, and then they imploded in Game 3. But I'm going to do it again. I'm going to say they go for a sweep, get all 3 big wins.
Nice.
Who is your prediction for series MVP?
Yeah, you brought him up earlier, Kyle Schwarber. I like you said, I've loved what he does. I've loved seeing him in games. And dude just gets on base, so I just think that he's just going to get on base. And then when he doesn't get on base, he's just going to be smashing just baseballs out of the park, especially in Fenway. So I went with Kyle Schwarber.
I'm going to go Hunter Renfro. Had a pretty good series against Tampa. Multiple hits a couple times. I'm gonna say he has a nice little series here against Cleveland. Either that or Evaldi. I feel like Evaldi is going to have a nice start too. But
yeah,
I'll go Renfro. All right, series. Well, we just did series prediction, so we're good there. All right, well, that'll do it. That'll wrap it up for this episode of the Red Sox Precap. Hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll be back with you again on Monday to recap series against Cleveland. Thanks for listening.